Welcome to Studio Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. This weekend, Tulsa will be the center for contemporary dance in the state, as the Tulsa Performing Arts Center will host not one, but two dance festivals. Gorgas presents their annual Summer Heat International Dance Festival, which will be presenting French choreographer Manuel Vignoul's Emotions, Giordano Dance Chicago, and Houston's Fly Dance Company over the weekend. And alongside Summer Heat, the local contemporary dance cooperative, The Bell House, will present its Exchange Choreography Dance Festival, featuring 15 local, regional, and national contemporary dance choreographers in solos, duets, and small ensembles. These choreographers range from North Carolina to Alabama to Michigan, Texas, and Missouri, along with a number of local choreographers as well. Three performances are slated, featuring five short works each, with a talkback with the choreographers afterwards. Sessions take place at the Liddy Dungis Theater Friday at 4:30 and 7:30 p.m. and Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m., which slots around the performances of Summer Heat. The purpose of the Choreographers Festival is to allow for the exchange of ideas, artistic threads, and motion. So say the organizers, who are my guests today. Rachel Bruce Johnson is the artistic director of The Bell House, which is a collaborative dance and art cooperative here in Tulsa. And Alicia Chesser Atkin is the curator of the festival. She's also a choreographer and arts journalist, and she'll be presenting a piece during the festival as well. They're my guests today on Studio Tulsa. Alicia and Rachel, welcome to Studio Tulsa. Thanks very much for joining us.
It's great to be here.
This weekend is going to be a big weekend of contemporary dance in Tulsa, with not only Summer Heat, but your festival, the Exchange Choreography Dance Festival. Tell us a little bit about Exchange.
Exchange is a festival that I started 10 years ago. This is the sixth holding of this festival. The structure of the festival is that we are giving an opportunity for artists all over the region, all over the nation, to come, particularly modern and contemporary dancers who come and do work on the festival circuit, can come and have their work produced for a low cost. And Exchange is a way for us, like a meeting point, for us to be able to talk about ideas, how we make work, how you make work when resources are low, when dancers are low, if you're wanting to work with people across the country and meet new people. It's basically a way to have a mechanism for generating ideas, for ideas to be generative, meaning that you get one idea, it spurs five other ideas, and you have people who can come together and talk about those things and see work.
It's right there in the name, the idea of this is a choreographic festival where you're going to see a lot of different work, but you're going to have a lot of exchange of ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And is that one of the key points of the festival? Is it artist-driven or is it audience-driven or both?
At this point, I want it to be both. We all want it to be both, because a huge part of producing any kind of dance, especially visual art form, performing art form specifically, the audience is a key component to having that happen. There are some dancers who their work is not driven towards audience. They go out in the woods and dance with trees, and that has a lot of value and a lot of research value and experiential value, but that's not what this is. So the audience is pretty key, to be able to dialogue with the audiences. Artists are very interested in knowing how their work comes off, and it's a communication art. So are the ideas being communicated well? Was it visceral? Was it emotive? Did it elicit a response in you? But I think that there's also this component of entertainment and being able to say, this is a really nice idea, or that was visually stunning. But you need an audience for that. You need the other side of the coin. You need that connection and that dialogue and the communication between the two. So I think it's geared for both, but it sure does. Many of the artists that come and visit Exchange comment about what a rich environment it is to be able to commune with other people and talk with other artists, whereas in their cities, they might feel like they're in a bit of a desert.
Right. And I think that's common experience here, too. I mean, mm-hmm. I remember a number of years ago, and I think the audience for contemporary dance is growing in Tulsa compared to maybe 10 to 15 years ago.
Yeah,
but I remember hearing people who were in charge of booking theaters saying, oh, contemporary dance, that's death.
It's never going to sell.
Never going to sell. Right. And I think that's changing. And I think that's a good thing for the community. But I still think for a local contemporary dance choreographer or a little group, it's a difficult thing to find the audiences, is it?
Yes, I would agree with that. It's actually it's hard to put a piece together in the first place because you can't just pick up your paints. You can't just pick up your guitar. You have to organize people and have a place to work that has a good floor in it.
Right.
And these things are expensive and time-consuming, and they mean that the process of creating choreography on your own is really daunting. And I've choreographed many pieces in my kitchen on myself, you know, just because that's the resources that I had available. So it is wonderful to have an opportunity to be part of a festival in which, you know, choreography is not a common activity. It's like it isn't even as common as painting or
well, even if you have the greatest
composing
movement.
Yeah. And so to get together with other people who are also involved in this, engaged in this, is so rich, and so because it is such a complex process, it's a complex art, and it's great to have people just to talk with about it, not to mention, you know, actually performing your piece, presenting your piece, which is also amazing.
This particular festival, last year's festival, we ended up doing in a very informal setting where, and the Liddy Dungis is perfect for that, mm-hmm. because it's beautiful, it's just been renovated. It still looks theatrical, even with one set of house lights or one lighting look, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so our photos last year were still really beautiful, and the artists can use them for their own promotion. That's really important, to give artists resources when they leave. But it's still costly, even in an informal setting, to produce your own work. And so visiting artists get an opportunity to have their work produced, have an audience come to them, a new audience come mm-hmm. to them, and then networking events with other artists around the nation. What are you doing in your city? How is funding in your city? What are the mechanisms for getting dance out there? What do you do when you don't have enough funding? What do you do when you don't have very many dancers to work with, you know? And then to see their ideas within the choreography is amazing. It's always interesting to me that people get a little bit scared of contemporary things, but in every artistic genre, there was always innovators along the way. I mean, what Balanchine was doing in ballet, no one else was doing in ballet. What Martha Graham came and started to do for modern dance, no one else was doing that. And so right now she's considered classic modern dance.
Right.
I mean, we're beyond that at now, but it's my opinion that contemporary need not be intimidating. You are going to go to somebody's show and not understand their work and possibly not like it. That's okay not to like it. That's the thing, is I think audiences sometimes feel like if they didn't understand it, didn't like it, it was somehow like they are somehow stupid. But that's not necessarily true. It could be a bad work. It could have just been terrible.
Right.
But
and there are other works where it's like one viewing is not going to... It's not going to make sense on the first viewing.
Yeah, seeing it multiple times, hearing a track of music or playing of music and multiple times opens yourself up to something new. And you get time spent with that art form to really soak it in. So that's nice.
And that's part of the purpose of the talkbacks as well at the end of the pieces, to give people a chance to be quite transparent about that and to say, you know, I saw that this was happening in your dance, and I saw that this was happening in your dance, and I don't understand what you were trying to do there. Can we talk about it?
That's effective feedback for a choreographer, too, because
very much so.
Yes.
I think most of the time they're trying to, at least, even though many times they won't necessarily say, it's in your eyes. Well, really, there is a thought or intention behind it. If it's not being communicated, then that's something valuable for them to hear.
It's a piece of information they can take home and continue to play with.
Now, during these three events, Friday at 4:30 and 7:30 and Saturday at 2, viewers will have a chance to see 15 different choreographers and works. Tell us about the process of how this comes together, how you choose the choreographers, how they come to you. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we put together a call,
mm-hmm.
and we tell people about the festival, and we tell them when it's happening, and we tell them, you know, their piece needs to be no longer than 10 minutes or so. And we throw it out there to university programs all over the country, to choreographers who have been part of the festival in the past or to whom all of us on the team are connected in some way. We have a large team that actually put this
I would imagine there's whole, networks whole thing of together. Contemporary dance yes. that you just move. You yes. know.
And we also Absolutely. List it in things like Dance Magazine and right. online calendars mm-hmm. that we know dancers visit in order to network with one another or look for opportunities.
Right, and then pieces come into us over email and video, and we take a look at them, and we watch every single one. And then a committee of five or six of us get together, and we have a long talk about all the pieces and our first choices and our second choices and our maybes mm-hmm. and
it's
our
about a 2-week process,
maybe yeah. next year's. Uh-huh. It's about a 2-week process actually of choosing the pieces that are going to be included in the festival.
Mm-hmm. Now there's a mix of people from fairly local or regional. Mm-hmm. as well as people coming from all across the country.
That's
is
right.
is that a mix important to have to be supportive of local choreographers? Or is it really based on, you know, who looks the best and who's going to make the best festival?
One of the top criteria for me is to support the modern dancers that work and live in Tulsa. I think that's really important. We have a university program here with a program. We've unfortunately lost that support mm-hmm. At this university, but...
University of Tulsa.
Right, University of Tulsa. And but there are students here, lots of training for dance here in the town, mm-hmm. and budding program, and we have a program at Oral Roberts University. And those students need a place to make work beyond graduation. Where are they going to go? Are they going to remain here and go and create work, or are they going to go out into other cities? And so we've got people here who are making work and who have really good ideas that need to be supported, in my opinion, and need to be seen. And so I'm hoping that that grows the contemporary, and I think what Ken Tracy is doing through Corgus is also helping that to grow. It's also helping grow that contemporary modern dance scene. Even with Marcello at the Tulsa Ballet and his opportunities that he's giving his choreographers, young choreographers who want to transition from being performers to choreographers, those ballet dancers who want to do contemporary work, or even just choreograph in general, those programs are clearly needed because all the major dance groups and people in town are creating programs.
When you have a huge amount of people who take dance as kids, they may go on to a college program. They may not, but there's still opportunities.
Mm-hmm. That was when I was looking for a grad program. That was one of the things that was said to me multiple times when I went to universities that had grad programs for dance, is that they didn't know of any programs there in Tulsa, but they had a lot of people, students that were training here, going to university programs out at other schools and getting their degrees, their advanced degrees. So it's very clear there's a ton of training happening here. And so it's important for us to support on the career side of it as well.
So you can see some of that local talent as well as top choreographers from around the country coming in for the Exchange Choreography Dance Festival this weekend, Friday and Saturday at the Dungeness Theater of the Tulsa Performing Arts Center. My guests today are Rachel Bruce Johnson, the artistic director of the Bell House, which is a collaborative dance and art cooperative that puts on Exchange, and Alicia Chesser Atkin, who is the curator of the festival and also presenting a piece at the festival in three performances, Friday at 4:30 and 7:30, and Saturday at 2:00. And there'll be 15 choreographers in total. And after each performance, there'll be a talk back with the choreographers. Tell us about some of the choreographers coming in and some of the dance groups that are bringing pieces.
The Tulsa Modern Movement has a piece, and that's mm-hmm. a local group that is going to, Ari Christopher is going to be choreographing a quartet. We have our own Alicia Chesser Atkin, who will be choreographing a piece. That was actually a last-minute thing where she put the group together and is using two actors and two dancers in her work. We have several other locals who are going to be presenting work, Christina Schneider and a recent dance grad, Hannah Bakewell, who will be presenting work, a solo. Some of the choreographers coming in from other areas would be Chad Voigt, who is coming from Dallas Black Dance Theater 2. He dances in the Dallas area, and he's choreographing work, a duet for a male and a female. I think Malcolm Shute with Human Landscape will be bringing a contact improvisation based, the process is based in contact improvisation, improvisational techniques.
You might need to explain what contact improvisation is.
All right. That improvisation is, as we know in music too, I mean, you can kind of, people have a grid for that. It's taking the language of dance or a language of a particular technique or the look of the dance, those principles, and improvising their way with another mind and body in the space to make decisions on the fly, basically. Well, a lot of times it's referred to as disposable choreography. You'll never see it again. Yeah. But he uses the contact improvisation, which meaning that bodies in space have contact with one another. A lot of lifts, a lot of flying. I mean, it's actually quite thrilling for dancers to do that because you'll be lifted in the air before you know it, and you find your way down with physics and momentum. And
either gracefully or not, or, in some of our cases.
And then, and you have to figure out
how the winner,
to
no
make
matter
it
what
something. See, as you fall down on purpose.
I think when you're talking about doing lifts and improvisation at the same time, that's kind of scary.
It is very scary, but it's also very thrilling to see and to do. I mean, I've done contact improv for a few years. But his work, I think, uses those mechanisms in his process, but he does come with, I'm pretty sure the pieces are set the way they are. So he had a duet last year, was really wonderful, kind of an homage to Merce Cunningham and John Cage. And then he's bringing back a trio this year called Great Wave, and that'll be interesting. He's got an interesting way of looking at bodies and movement and space and connection, and it's really, really interesting. We also have Raina Mondragon from Texas. She's on our I-35 corridor. She is coming from Texas Women's University's graduate program. Many, many of those dancers come up to exchange multiple years to do work. I think at Texas Women's University, there's an aesthetic that is interesting to me. But it looks very different from the rest of the middle of the country. It looks more East Coast, West Coast style of modern and contemporary dance. And she has an interesting way of looking at timing and musicality. And so she's got two pieces, actually, that we curated and brought in from her.
Now there's another company coming from St. Louis as well.
Yes. The
Consuming Kinetics.
Consuming Kinetics Dance Company. That's Erica Brown. She has the largest group that she's bringing of five, is it five or six dancers?
I think five. Yeah.
Five dancers, six including herself as choreographer. And that group is going to be making their way soon. She has an interesting way of putting ideas together as well. And to see that in a group piece, there are a lot of solos and duets this year, but to be able to see a little bit larger group is going to be an interesting thing, how she shapes the space and puts that work together.
Now, Alicia, you're going to be doing a piece too. Tell us a little about yours.
So I have a history of choreographing in a way that incorporates text. That's interesting to me. I'm a writer.
You're arts journalist, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, that too. But I don't do a lot of a creative material as a writer. I'm mostly covering other people's creative stuff. So because I don't have a ton of opportunities to choreograph, I thought, well, here I have an opportunity. I don't want to try something that I've tried in the past. I don't have time for that, you know. I want to try something that's going to push me. So I composed a script, which I've never done, and I created some movement, and it was complete. The piece was complete, and I took it to the artist, and I don't usually work that way. It's usually a process with the dancers in the studio making the piece. Here I made it, and I handed it over to them. And I actually decided to call on two amazing actors who I happen to know here in town and who have really kindly come to me in the past and said, hey, if you ever want to work on something together, call me up. And so I got them involved. And I found two dancers who I have a lot of positive history with and who I have a relationship of trust with. And we got together in the studio with the script and with some movement. And I said to them on the first rehearsal, I don't know if this is going to work or not. And they said, okay, that's all right. We'll hang in with you. We'll see. It has been an experiment. And so we had our final rehearsal yesterday afternoon, and I've just been thrilled. I've been thrilled to watch this piece come alive with the incredible talent that we have here. For me, as a choreographer, I am always hungry to collaborate with composers and writers and actors and visual artists, and I have done a lot of that in the past in my choreography. So we're working with actors is more of a new thing, and smooshing together text and movement in such a close and intimate way is something I haven't done before.
I think that Alicia's piece this year is largely inspired by the work she did with Angie Yetsky last year. They had met a previous year, just coming together. Obviously, Alicia's here, and Angie was coming from out of town. They met. They had a little tiny ditty in a choreography workshop, and they really liked each other. And they
totally
talked to each other for over a year.
Yeah, we did.
And or maybe 2 years, and then they came back and decided to do a piece together. And it had to do with movement and dance, but also incorporated Angie's text that she had created. It was something that she'd worked like that all the time, or mm-hmm. many years. And so Alicia's trying it this year. And I've sat in on a rehearsal. It's looking really good.
Well, and you know, I called Angie up. I said, can you give me some feedback on this piece? Because this is a choreographer who I encountered at Exchange a few years back, who I know I can trust on this particular kind of work.
It's really important to trust.
And so I called her up and I said, here's what I made. I took a video of it and of a rehearsal. And I got some incredible feedback from her that really, really changed the piece for the better. And I would not have had that if I had not encountered her through Exchange.
And that's the whole point. Yeah.
That's the point of the festival.
And of course, as you mentioned, these are very short pieces. Mm-hmm. I assume they'll be coming out audiences like one after the other, mm-hmm. and then people have a chance to digest them and then have these wonderful talkback sessions.
Yes.
And we've mentioned the benefit to the choreographer. What's the benefit for the audience of being able to hear the choreographer speak about their work?
It is such a potential for dialogue and connection with audience. Many times people come into the theater, they've got that fourth wall up. They don't have any connection to what you're showing them except that you're going to show them something amazing. And then they go home and they get to talk about what it was like for them to experience that. Yes, it's beneficial to the artists to be able to hear, to get sort of an immediate feedback. But you have a little bit of incubation time there. You get to see many people's different ideas. It happens naturally that you're going to see one piece, see a clear idea, hopefully. See another piece, see a very different idea, and it's going to spark ideas on what from the audience on what you're actually viewing and what you're seeing and what it means for that body and space to be doing what they're doing. And they're going to like things that they, you know, like some pieces and not like other pieces. But this particular format, you'll get a chance to ask questions if you like. If you're not a person who likes to ask questions, you get to sit in like a fly on the wall and be able to hear about how in the world did that artist come up with that idea. And many times it's just play, you know, where someone got in the studio, one idea led to another, and this is what we came up with. And it's fascinating to see how artists' ideas go from just an inkling of something to just rolling out to a reality, you know, either on canvas or to our ears or in a play or in dance. And so the audience gets a chance to sort of hear about the process of how pieces were put together. If they want to ask a question, they can ask a question, which, by the way, artists really love. And also there's a chance to just really appreciate what you just saw. It's like getting a chance to sit in front of, to stand beside an amazing sculpture and ask the sculptor, how did you do this? Why did you decide to do this material and not this other material? And it just makes the dialogue more rich and inviting and frankly makes the piece of art you just experienced a lot more healthy.
And it sounds like with those experiences, talkbacks with the audiences, as well as all the workshops that you're doing among the dancers and the choreographers during the festival, you get all these exchange of ideas.
Yes.
And I assume with summer heat occupying the same space, you're probably having some dialogue with those artists that are coming in for those performances, as well as going and attending those performances.
Yeah. You know, summer heat is fast and furious, so most of those visiting artists that Ken has coming in have to spend a lot of time in tech and doing their
thing.
In
and out, yeah.
However, we've partnered with Ken Tracy, and he is very generous to try to share his artists with us. So he will arrange master classes and workshops and even a talkback session. This year we have a talkback session from Nan Giordano. And Giordano, and she will be talking about the preservation of her husband's work, which is not something we'd get to hear. So it's exclusively, I think it's for the exchange artists exclusively. Mm-hmm. She'll speak to us about preserving her husband's work. We get to have a master class with Manuel of M Motions, Manuel Vinuli,
mm-hmm, yeah.
I think, of M Motions, which is happening on Thursday night. So Ken tries to really generously see where our exchange participants, maybe they might need something or want something or be interested in something, and marry those two schedules together so we all get a chance to be at the shows, to potentially talk to those artists as well. They're welcome to come into exchange and sit down and view what local and regional people are doing.
Yeah.
And last year, in general, most of the master classes from Corgus are technique classes. But last year, Ken had Doug Verone come and give us a choreography workshop. And I was like, what? That's amazing.
It was an incredible opportunity for the choreographers here to learn from him. Yeah.
So that has been a nice partnership for that. Those two things happening across the hall from each other have been great, because we can just wander on over there and see what's happening. Take the show, go to the show, show our own work, talk about ideas, see the ideas that international artists are bringing in, and be able to just make the whole festival experience a lot more rich.
No, and I think it's turning into like what this great synergy between these local and regional choreographers as well as the international groups coming in. It's a great weekend if you love dance, and especially contemporary dance.
Yes, that's right.
So there's a lot of activities going on at the PAC, TulsaPAC.com, to see the whole schedule. Exchange Choreography Dance Festival takes place Friday and Saturday at the Dungeness Theater. Two sessions at 4:30 and 7:30, and then Saturday at 2 with 15 choreographers, both local, regional, and across the country. I mean, you've got East Coast choreographers coming in. So we look forward to a great weekend of dance. Alicia and Rachel, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
It's been great. Thanks, Rich.
Rachel Bruce Johnson is the artistic director, and Alicia Chesser Atkin is the curator of the Exchange Choreography Dance Festival, which takes place this weekend at the Tulsa Performing Arts Center in conjunction with the Summer Heat International Dance Festival. The Summer Heat International Dance Festival begins on Thursday with the Manuel Vinules Emotions Dance Company. Then the Exchange Choreography Dance Festival begins on Friday. Two sessions on Friday at 4:30 and 7:30, and Saturday at 2 at the Liddy Dungeness Theater. For more information on all the dance events at the PAC, visit TulsaPAC.com. Well, that's Studio Tulsa for today. Our program is produced by Scott Gregory. The views of our guests and commentators are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KWGS or its licensee, the University of Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. Thanks for listening.